So, today is New Year's Day, and that means that all the gyms are packed. Facebook is full of all kinds of quotes trying to be inspirational, and people are along with that are saying all kinds of things like, well, this year it's a new year, it's a new me, and they're just determined to make a change in themselves. And most of the time when people are saying things like that, they don't mean that they're going to do a complete overhaul of their life or anything like that. They're usually talking about maybe they want to lose some weight or be less angry this year or be in a better place in their career. But there's a change that is too often neglected, and it's a change that is more important than any other decision that we might make here on this earth. If you would turn to Acts chapter 8, I'm going to start in verse 26. Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb, dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and when he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. In verse 36 there, the eunuch realizes that there is a change that he needs to make in his life. And Philip had just taught him about Jesus and how he established a new church and how he's the only way that we could possibly be saved. And with that information, he didn't want to wait. He asked, well, here's water. What's stopping me from being baptized? But Philip's response to that in 37, it leads me to believe that he was trying to show him that this is not a light matter. And this is something that you really do need to believe with your whole heart. Otherwise, it's not a commitment that you're going to genuinely stick to and make a change in your life. But he tells him that if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And then after that, the eunuch said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he made that confession. And so when he confessed Christ, he made a change in his life, and he was now wanting to live it for Christ. And so Philip baptized him, and then they went on their own way, and it says he was rejoicing. So this is a great example of someone that we have that realized that there's a change that they needed to make in their life, and they went ahead and did something about it. And that's an option that we're given tonight, and we have no promise of tomorrow. And if this is a change that you know that you need to make and you need to follow Christ and live your life for him, then we have water here and we're ready and we'd love to help you in any way that we can. If that's you, then we please invite you to come forward as we stand together and sing.
Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you, thanking you for bringing us to this point, to this new year, this new decade. Thank you so much for taking care of us and helping us when we get sick and helping us in our lives. And thank you for family and friends and fellow believers who are trying to follow Christ as best as we can. And thank you so much for the elders in this church and their families, and we thank you for all of your many blessings. Please be with us as we start this new year, and help us to be a blessing to those around us, to encourage others to follow Christ and to lead by example. And when we fall short, help us to get back up and ask forgiveness and repent from our sins, and be with the leaders of the nations and help us to maintain peace as much as possible, and give us wisdom to make good choices. Thank you for all of your many blessings, most of all for Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, and for he is our only hope of salvation, and we thank you for him. And we ask that you'd be with Randy and Jarrell, and be with all those who are sick or traveling, and Help us to have a good rest of the week and to bring others to Christ. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.